As sure as his resurrection, an Easter sermon preached by Pastor Todd Wilkin.
He meets us here, not just an empty cross, not just an empty tomb, but the very risen Christ himself, the one who is the resurrection and the life.
We'll send you a CD of this sermon and a sermon on Job for any size gift during the 50 days of Easter. Make a secure online donation at issuesetc.org. Thanks for your support during the Easter season.
Welcome back to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. It's not usually a question people spend much time thinking about when they think about Adolf Hitler and the Third Reich and Nazism. They think about the terrible results of those terrible, terrible ideas. Now, occasionally someone will say, where did those ideas come from? It's logical, isn't it, to go to the man who hatched most of those ideas, to Adolf Hitler himself, and say, where did he get his ideas? Well, some suggest, many believe, that Adolf Hitler got his ideas, his terrible, terrible ideas that had terrible results, from his faith, from being a Christian. Was Adolf Hitler a Christian? Joining us to answer that question, James Patrick Holding. He's president of Tecton Apologetics Ministry and author of an article for the Christian Research Journal titled, Was Hitler a Christian? JP, welcome back to Issues Etc.
Hey, Todd, how you doing?
Where do most people get the idea that Adolf Hitler was a Christian?
Almost completely, they get this idea from quotations of Hitler taken from their context, and they sound pretty damning on their own. And just to give you a small example, a quotation from one of his speeches, "Hence today I believe that I am acting in accordance with the will of the Almighty Creator. By defending myself against the Jew, I am fighting for the work of the Lord." And elsewhere he calls himself a Christian specifically. So it's quotations like that that are the source of such ideas about Hitler.
Well, let's take some of it apart if we could, beginning with what can we tell based upon better evidence, placing these things in their context, what did Hitler mean when he said Christian?
Well, he meant Christian in the same way that a Mormon or a Jehovah's Witness might mean a Christian, which is to say he had a distorted view of Jesus and of God. Essentially, you could call him a member of a cult. And what I discovered in my research was he was a member of a cultic group that you might call at the time positive Christianity. And positive Christianity was distinguished particularly by a very much truncated Bible. They rejected some 60 to 90% of the Bible, including the entire Old Testament and good portions of the New Testament, as well as a belief that Jesus Christ was not a Jew, but rather was a member of the Aryan master race.
Where did these ideas, Hitler come up with these ideas, or was this something that was in currency at the time of the rise of the Third Reich?
Hitler did not come up with these ideas himself. They originated some years before his birth, like 30 to 40 years before his birth, with sort of a hyper-nationalistic German feeling that arose at the time. Some people believe that German spirituality was basically too good for the traditional church as it was known at the time, and so they made their own version of Christianity, which included these aberrant beliefs.
Do we know anything of Hitler's own, for lack of a better term, his own religious history?
Yes, we do. We do know, for example, that he went to church as a child, which is also another reason why many people claim that he was a Christian. But, of course, we know even some atheists who went to church as children, and I don't think they qualify as Christians anymore. But the evidence indicates that he slowly lost his faith over time, just about the same time a lot of people lose it today, like in their early and late teens. We find, for example, he spoke later at saying that, you know, when I was age 13, 14, and 15, yeah, none of my friends believed in any of that. You know, just a bunch of stupid honor students believed that stuff. And so the evidence indicates that he had already become an apostate from Orthodox Christianity by an early age.
You mentioned, and then when, go ahead.
Yes. Okay, and then when he joined the Nazi Party, that's when he learned about the ideas of positive Christianity and adopted them as his own.
You mentioned the Bible of positive Christianity. How would you describe it? Or, I mean, you could almost describe it best probably by saying what they didn't include in
yeah.
the Bible.
Absolutely. As I mentioned, the Old Testament was completely off limits. The New Testament, there was a lot of debate over that. I mean, they rejected Matthew because he was the most Jewish gospel. They rejected portions of Paul's letters. It was hard to say. Sometimes they accepted some parts of it. They were rather conflicted about Paul, but mostly they just ignored the problem because they didn't know what to do with him. And they would reject anything that seemed too Jewish for their views. Something like the book of James would obviously be out, for example.
Is this driven, at least from your best conclusion here, JP, is it driven by the anti-Semitism of Nazism and positive Christianity?
I wouldn't say it was driven by it. I would say it was more like an ideological partnership. Anti-Semitism had its own history in Europe, although there is a great distinction to be made. Most of the anti-Semitism in Europe at that time and before was based in religious grounds, the idea that the Jewish people had killed Jesus Christ. But the Nazi anti-Semitism was rooted rather in a racial theory. And, of course, they felt free to make use of any religious anti-Semitic arguments they could come up with. But in reality, at their heart, it was two entirely different kinds of anti-Semitism.
During his political rise, and then during the time of his ascendancy there over the Third Reich, how religious would you say Adolf Hitler actually was? How devoted to this, or maybe just to his, does he eventually just become devoted to his own ideas rather than any outside religious system?
I think it would be fair to say that if he found it useful as a tool, he would use it. He attended church services. Certainly he expressed belief in God. And a common answer that has been given for that is he was just playing up to the crowd and he really didn't believe it. I think he did believe in that, but I think he was more interested in the practical uses that religion had than in any sort of spirituality. I think that was his greater concern.
What about conclusions that some students of history have drawn that, in fact, this wasn't just some sort of sect of Christianity or heresy of Christianity, but he was, in fact, involved in the occult? What do you make of those judgments?
Well, I've looked into those, and most of the claims concerning that come from sources that are completely non-credible and are not serious historians. And when you check into a lot of those claims, they just don't work out at all. For example, they say that the swastika was an occult symbol. And while that is true in some context, in Mein Kampf, his biography, he gave his own reasons for it. It had to do with German nationalism. It had nothing to do with occultism whatsoever.
And finally, with about a minute here, are there statements from Adolf Hitler that can show that he was openly hostile to historic Christianity?
There has to be some caution on that. Now, first of all, when we use some sources like Table Talk, there's some caution warranted about that source, and we won't have time to get into that. But even without Table Talk, you have some sources where he disparages the mainstream church, in which he expresses the idea, and this is, again, sounds a great deal like a cult, that positive Christianity was a restoration of the original Christianity that was taught by Jesus. And if that's the case, obviously, then he would tend to obviously believe that his form of Christianity was correct, and the form being taught by the mainstream churches, whether Catholic or Protestant, was in error. And he speaks in a couple of places of restoring the original faith.
James Patrick Holding is president of Tecton Apologetics Ministry, author of an article for the Christian Research Journal titled, "Was Hitler a Christian?" We'll post a link to Tectonic Education and Apologetics Ministries under the Listen on Demand page at issuesetc.org. JP, thanks for being our guest.
Thank you, Todd. Thanks very much.
Tomorrow on Issues Etc., we're going to talk with Pastor Tom Baker about Peter, the Apostle Peter's escape from prison in Acts chapter 12. We'll have Dr. Danny Faulkner join us of Answers in Genesis to review Sunday night's episode of Cosmos, a Space-Time Odyssey. I have not watched it yet, but I heard from somebody on Facebook that it was a doozy. So I guess we'll find out tomorrow what made it a doozy, that last episode of Cosmos, a Space-Time Odyssey, with Dr. Danny Faulkner of Answers in Genesis. We've got to be careful when we toss around the word Christian. People use it all the time. To paraphrase Martin Luther, he says, we too quickly admit people into that fold. We too quickly say that this or that is Christian, if it has nothing to do with Christ, much less his cross. it can hardly be Christian. I'm Todd Wilkin. I'll talk with you tomorrow. Thanks for listening to Issues Etc.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Lutheran Public Radio, P.O. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.
In a world awash with all sorts of information, opinions, and ideas, there is still a place where God's Word is the central and only focus. Messiah Lutheran Church, 801 North Madison, Lebanon, Illinois. At 9 o'clock on Sunday mornings, God's people gather there to listen to Him. There you will find His words of law and gospel, and of course, our Lord's Holy Supper. Bible classes focus on the Bible and the Lutheran confessions. Come, listen, believe, and live, and check out our website at messiahlebanon.org.
Here's a special offer for Issues Etc. listeners. For any size gift during the Easter season, we'll send you a CD of an Easter sermon and a sermon on the prophet Job preached by Pastor Todd Wilkin. You can donate online, issuesetc.org. You can also donate by check, Issues Etc., Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. And for any size gift between Easter Sunday and Ascension Day, we'll send you a CD of two of Todd's sermons.